Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, I am so glad to have some of our students here in the studio with me today. As we're getting ready for this Thanksgiving, we wanted to talk with some of our students and staff about what they're thankful for. So I'm going to begin by introducing these folks to you. Alex, how old are you?
I'm 14.
14 years old. How long have you been at the ranch?
10 months.
10 months at the ranch. Are you glad you came?
Yes, sir.
All right. Talk with us about what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
That my mom's still alive.
Amen. Your mom has been through a really tough time, hasn't she?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us a little bit about what she's battling?
Around 3 years ago, she got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. They don't know where it started, and, well, it's just been a hard thing for the past few years. She was supposed to die like 2 years ago, but she's lived way past it.
Well, we're thankful for that. We're also thankful that she recently was baptized, wasn't she?
Yes, sir.
So we're giving thanks to God for that. And now you said you've been here 10 months.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel like you've learned a lot academically?
Yes, sir.
Come a long way?
Yes, sir.
And how many inches have you grown taller?
I was 5'9" when I got here. Now I'm 6'1", I think.
I think. I'm having to look up to you. That's really hard for me because I'm so much older than you. But anyway, we are grateful that you're growing in all kinds of ways. Do you feel like you've grown spiritually?
Yes, sir, definitely.
All right. Well, we're thankful for that as well. Avon, you are how old?
12.
12 years old. And you've been here how long?
About a year and a half.
About a year and a half. And are you glad you're here?
Yes, sir.
Think you came to the right place?
Yes, sir.
Well, we are glad God brought you here. Prior to coming here, you were living with your grandmother, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And how long had you been living with her?
My whole life.
Okay. And she's had some health problems, hadn't she?
Yes, sir.
So this is a good place where she can still have contact with you, and you can see her on holidays and things like that.
Yes, sir.
But for day to day, this is the place, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're very glad you're here. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I'm thankful for the ranch and how, what a blessing it is to come here and be here.
Did I make you say that?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, we're glad and we love you and we're praying God's blessing on you. All right. Dylan, step up there and tell us, how old are you?
I am 14 years old.
And you've been here how long?
2 years and about 3 months.
2 years and 3 months. And do you think you're in the right place too?
Yes, sir.
All right. I believe so. Now, you moved here from where?
Knoxville.
And coming all the way from Knoxville, which is, folks, I want you to know, that's got to be a good hour from here. Coming here from Knoxville, did you find the way of life here at the ranch a little different than living in the suburbs?
Yes, sir.
You enjoying it, though?
Yes, sir.
All right. How are you doing in school?
I'm doing pretty well. I need to work on getting my homework done, but I'm doing really well.
Good. What level are you?
Level 2.
Level 2. How many levels do we have?
4.
You working on that?
I'm working on getting level 3.
Getting level 3, and in order to get a level 3, you've got to be 14 years old, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're how old now?
14.
So, like last year, you couldn't have gotten level 3 even if you tried, could you?
No, sir.
Some things only come with age, but you can be 17 years old and still not make level 3. It's a matter of character development, developing responsibilities, and we are so glad to see you working on that, Dylan.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What are you thankful for, Dylan?
I'm thankful for the ranch and allowing me to be here. I'm thankful for my family as they are trying to do things in their life, that I'm trying to help them spread the gospel to them, because sometimes they don't understand it. I'm thankful for the Lord allowing me to teach them.
Good. Well, I'm thankful for that too. Thank you very much, guys, for coming in. God bless you, and live for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I am so happy to have four lovely young ladies in the studio with me this evening. We are going to be talking a little bit about why we're thankful. And so I'm going to let them introduce themselves one at a time. We'll start over here to my right. Tell us your first name and your age.
My name is Kiari, and I'm 7 and a half, about to be 8.
Wonderful. We are glad you're about to be 8, but we're really glad you're here today. How long have you been at the ranch?
A year and a few months.
A year and a few months. Do you think you're at the right place?
Kind of.
Kind of. Sometimes it's hard, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. But you've been given the opportunity to leave, and you have said, no, I think this is where I'm supposed to be. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure, because if you're being held hostage, we're going to rescue you and let you go where you need to go. But we're very glad you're here, sweetie. Now, since you've been at the ranch, do you feel like you've learned some things?
Learned how to take notes in chapel. I think I've learned a little bit how to obey right away and stuff like that.
Good. Have you become more thankful since you've been here?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us some things you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for food to eat. I'm thankful for a bed. I'm thankful for clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for a place to live. And, yeah.
Do the people here take pretty good care of you?
Yes, sir.
Do you get the impression they love you?
Yes, sir.
Do you think it's for real?
Yes, sir.
Good. What's the greatest thing that ever happened in all of human history? The most important thing that ever happened?
The sacrifice of Jesus?
I would say so. I would say that was it. Why did he die?
So that he could cover all the sins of sinners.
Would that include you?
Yes, sir.
Have you actually sinned?
Yes, sir.
You're not even 8 years old.
It says that everybody sins.
Do you believe it?
Yes, sir.
Have you actually done things you shouldn't?
Yes, sir.
Are there some things you should have done that you have not gotten done?
Yes, sir.
Do you think God loves you anyway?
Yes, sir.
I know he does. I'm glad you know that. All right. Kylie, you're how old, Kylie?
I'm 17 years old.
17 years old. How long have you been here?
Almost a year and a half.
What would you say you've become thankful for as you've been here?
Just the relationships I've been able to build.
Good. You feel like the folks here care about you?
Yes, sir, definitely.
You appreciate that?
Yes, sir.
You think it's real?
Yes, sir.
They're not faking it?
No, sir, not.
Why would they care about you?
I guess because Jesus cared about them, and they want to care about me.
Good. Well, that's a good answer. When do you plan on graduating?
In May of 2020.
May of 2020. Mm-hmm. That's coming up, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You excited about that?
Excited and nervous.
All right. Very good. Thank you. This young lady is named Rachel.
Yes, sir.
Rachel, you've been here longer than a year and a half.
Yes, sir. I've been here almost 6 and a half years.
How old were you when you first came?
I was 7.
7 years old, and the most precious 7-year-old in the house that year. tell me where you came from.
I'm from Maryland.
And you came. After a while, you left. You were reunited with your family. And after a while, you came back.
Yes, sir.
Are you glad you came back?
Definitely.
We're very glad. Tell me about what you're thankful for, Rachel.
I'm thankful for, I would first say, like, the girls in my house right now, and like Kylie said earlier, the relationships that I've built over the years, and how much the ranch pours Christ into me.
Well, I'm thankful for that too. Miriam, tell us, you're how old?
I'm 13.
13 years old. You've been at the ranch how long?
2.5 years.
Where was your family living before you moved here?
Michigan.
Michigan.
Yes,
and so this was a few miles from home.
Just a few.
Okay.
Yes.
And since you've been here, do you feel like you've changed?
Yes, sir, definitely. I've been able to have a better relationship with my family since I've gotten here.
You're working in school. One of the things about our school is you can work at different grade levels at the same time. In one subject, you might be at this grade level. In another subject, you might be at another grade level. What are you studying right now, Miriam?
Right now, I'm doing pre-algebra, grammar, world history, and earth and space science.
What do we treat as the most important thing of all the things you're learning while you're here?
That God loves us and his love for you is not going to change.
Amen. Amen. Have you ever messed up and done something to deserve punishment?
Definitely.
Now, are we talking about something that got you in trouble here, or are we talking about the fact that all of us have sinned and therefore deserve God's wrath?
All of us have sinned and deserve God's wrath.
You know that to be true?
Yes, sir.
You know that you have sinned?
Definitely.
You understand that before a holy God, we have no grounds to complain, do we?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, the fact of the matter is God is rich in mercy and provided a way for people to not go to hell. He provided Jesus at a cost that is greater than we can comprehend. And so in order to go to heaven, is it enough just to know about this stuff, or do you need to receive Jesus?
You need to receive Jesus.
Have you done that?
Yes, sir, I have.
Have you done that since you've been at the ranch?
Yes, sir, I have.
Does my memory serve me correctly that it was actually another student in your home who encouraged you to pray and receive the Lord?
Yes, sir. The day before I asked her to help me, she had written in her journal, basically, that she wanted to lead one person to Christ that year. And then the next day I asked her to help me without knowing that she had written that.
I think that's pretty tremendous, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Did that kind of get you excited when you found out that you were the answer to somebody's prayer?
Yes, sir. She told me, and I was like, that's really amazing. Like, God really does work miracles.
Amen. Amen. That's how I got saved. God worked a miracle. I'm very thankful. All right. Now, Kylie, when you came to the ranch, you kind of had your goals. This is what I hope to accomplish. This is what I hope to do. Have you kind of performed perfectly since then, or have there been some ups and downs?
There's been some ups and downs, for
sure. Have you messed up on occasion?
Yes, sir.
And how many times have we kicked you out?
Zero.
Oh, good. And so since you weren't kicked out, did you just decide, well, then I can keep on doing the stuff I shouldn't have done?
No, sir. It just makes me want to improve.
Good. Good. That's the intention. I'm glad it's working that way. Are you thankful for that?
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, we're thankful you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Praise the Lord. And Rachel, you have some musical ability that we haven't even talked about. Are you thankful for that?
Yes, sir.
It doesn't seem prideful to be thankful for your good voice?
No, sir, it doesn't. Not to me.
Well, did you create your own voice or did someone give it to you?
God gave it to me.
He sure did. And it is a beautiful voice. And I hope you will always use it for him. Rachel, how many chapters of the Bible would you say you've memorized so far?
Oh, I don't know. A lot.
Have you memorized the Sermon on the Mount?
Yes, sir.
And have you memorized 1 Corinthians 13?
Yes, sir.
What was the first scripture you memorized when you got here?
Psalms 1.
Is that the first scripture everybody memorizes when they come here?
Yes, sir.
When you were told to do that, did you think this will be easy? Or did you think this is going to be hard?
I thought it was going to be hard.
And you got it done?
Yes, sir.
And then you discovered, wow, I can do this.
Yes, sir.
And you've memorized a lot of chapters since.
Yes, sir.
A lot of chapters. I know that for a fact because I've heard her recite a ton of them. Miriam, you're how old?
I'm 13.
13 years old. You've been here 2.5 years. How much scripture have you memorized?
I don't know.
Have you memorized the Sermon on the Mount?
Yes, sir.
What was the first scripture you memorized?
Psalm 1.
We do that all the time, don't we? Did you memorize Psalm 2 also?
Yes, sir, I did.
Absolutely. That's what we want. How about 1 Corinthians 13?
I did. Yes, sir.
Anything else that you want to mention that you memorized?
We did Psalm 23 as well.
Okay. What scripture are you memorizing right now?
Well, at the moment, I haven't started anything, but on Monday, I recited Psalm 93.
Psalm 93 is a great one, and that was just this last week. Kiari, tell me, how much scripture have you memorized since you've been here?
A lot.
A lot. I'll take that. What are you working on right now?
Psalms 91.
Psalm 91 is a great psalm. That is a great psalm. So you keep it up. What was the first one you memorized?
Psalm 1.
That's everybody's answer for some reason. Thank you so much. Appreciate all y'all coming in. God bless you. Keep up the good work and have a joyous Thanksgiving. All right. I have three wonderful young men in the studio with me, and I hope that what they have to share is going to be an encouragement with all of you. On my right, I have Isaiah and Taquarius. And you're listening on the radio, so you have no idea what it means that they're on my right. But in the studio, we're around a table, and they're on my right. On my left is Michael, and we're going to be talking for just a few minutes about what we're all thankful for. So welcome, fellas, to the studio. Taquarius, I'll start with you because you're kind of in the middle. If you would, tell me, how old are you and how long have you been here?
I'm 13, and I've been here for a year and 4 months.
A year and 4 months. We're glad you're here, Taquarius. And Isaiah, where are you from?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Tell us how old you are and how long you've been here.
I'm 12, and I've been here for about like 2 months.
About 2 months. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you, before I go over to Michael, I'm going to ask you a question, because we recently had some young ladies in here, and we asked them this question. And I want to see, having been here for just a couple of months, have you memorized any portions of Scripture?
Yes, sir. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain and the rulers conspire together against the Lord and His anointed one?
Okay, now that's from Psalm 2. Did you memorize another psalm before you memorized Psalm 2?
Yes, sir. I remember, I think most of Psalm 1.
Everybody, when they first come, memorizes Psalm 1. And I want our listeners out there to know that, because if you're wondering, where do I start? I've got John 3:16, but what else can I do? Try Psalm 1, then go to Psalm 2. Then you can jump over to Psalm 8 or Psalm 23 or 1 Corinthians 13 or the Sermon on the Mount, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Taquarius, you came here from where?
Jackson, Tennessee.
Jackson is out in West Tennessee. Not everybody knows Jackson. I know Jackson, but not everybody knows Jackson. What's the big city out there that's kind of the anchor city of West Tennessee?
Probably Memphis.
I'd say it is. Memphis, Tennessee. One of the great things in Memphis that has been a blessing in Taquarius's life is a medical facility called St. Jude's. And you've been seen at St. Jude's, treated at St. Jude's, and you're well enough to be here at the ranch. Is that working out pretty well?
Yes, sir.
Were you at all nervous about coming all the way across the state of Tennessee, way over to the mountains of East Tennessee, and being that far from home and from the doctors that you were used to seeing?
Yes, sir.
Has it worked out okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want to ask you a question. I want you to be honest. Do you think the people here actually care about you?
Yes, sir.
Do they treat you that way?
Yes, sir.
So would you say, on the whole, you're pretty happy here?
Yes, sir.
On the whole, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What is the thing we emphasize more than anything else? Is it manners? Is it math? Or is it Jesus?
Jesus.
I think that would be an honest answer. I hope that's the answer that would be the most honest. Isaiah, you've been here only a couple of months.
Yes, sir.
But would you say you're at the right place?
Yes, sir.
All right. You glad to be here?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel like that the folks here care about you?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to go over to the other side of the table for a minute and talk to this older fellow.
Yes, sir.
Because, Michael, you've been here since you were how old?
Since I was 7.
And you're now how old?
I'm 17.
So 10 years.
Yes, sir.
You've
yes,
been
sir.
In this place.
Yes, sir.
Have you been given the opportunity to leave on occasion?
Definitely, many times.
Have you deserved to leave on a few occasions?
Definitely, many times.
Why do you think you're still here?
I think it was God's plan, and definitely you helped me stay here.
Praise God. Well, I'm glad that you are still here, because you're a senior this year.
Yes, sir, definitely.
And are you excited about that?
Yes, sir, I am. It's kind of scary at the same time, though.
Yeah, because this is kind of a supportive, nurturing environment.
Yes, sir.
Launching out somewhere else, not every place is as encouraging.
Definitely. That's definitely true.
All right. Where are you hoping to go when you graduate?
Well, hopefully to the Citadel. It's a military college in South Carolina.
Why would you want to go into a place where they have all those rules?
Definitely help me. Definitely benefit me physically, mentally. It's not a Christian college, but I can gain a lot there.
I think the idea of externally imposed discipline and knowing that you feel a need for that shows a lot of wisdom and maturity on your part.
Thank you very much.
Now, did I suggest to you ought to go to the Citadel?
No, sir.
I did not. Did I suggest some other places for you to consider?
Yes, sir.
But you want to go to the Citadel?
Yes, sir.
Have I been supportive of that desire?
Definitely.
I haven't tried to talk you out of it?
No, sir.
What do you think I want for you to do more than anything else?
Stay strong in my faith. That is the number one goal.
Absolutely. And I hope folks know that. I hope folks get that, and I hope folks will do that in their own life.
Yes, sir.
Michael, you said to me the other night, I'd taken a couple of students to an event in Knoxville, and on the way back, impromptu, you said that you were very thankful.
Definitely. I still am thankful.
Tell me about what you're thankful for.
Well, I've been here for so long. I'm definitely thankful for you letting me be here for so long. My brother was here in 2013, I think, and he left. So it's definitely hard for me, but I'm definitely glad I stayed. The main thing I learned here is I knew of God. I didn't know God, though, so That's the main thing, knowing that God did not walk away from you, and he is still there with you, and he's trying to help you every single day. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the main thing.
Michael, have you sinned?
Yes, sir.
Definitely. I'm getting the impression that you feel like you've maybe messed up sometimes.
Yes, sir.
How badly?
Very badly.
Do you feel like you deserve hell?
Yes, sir.
I would agree with you. But, of course, you know, I know I deserve hell.
Yes, sir.
I hope our listeners know they deserve hell. But yes, God sent his son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Because God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but so that through him the world could be saved.
Yes, sir.
Michael, I'm certainly going to be praying for you when you graduate.
Thank you very much.
And I hope our listeners out there will pray for you. And I hope that our listeners are going to pray for Tequarius and Isaiah, just like over the years, many people have prayed for you, Michael.
Definitely.
Have you memorized scripture since you've been here?
Yes, sir, I have.
Do you sometimes still find it difficult to get up and quote it in front of other people?
Absolutely.
Was it a little nerve-wracking to come in here and be on the radio today?
Yes, sir.
But you want to do it?
Yes, sir, definitely.
Because you know it's the right thing to do?
Yes, sir. I can say my scripture if you want me to.
I'd be happy to hear some scripture from you.
Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us. May he make his face shine upon us, so that your way may be known, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations rejoice and shout for joy, for you judge the people with fairness and lead the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the earth produce its harvest. God our God blesses us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that, Meiser. God bless you all. I hope that you'll keep praying for us here at the ranch, and I hope you will help us to do what we do. God bless you. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.